Have you ever wondered why you aren't getting the results, relationships, or life that you want, or why some of your clients run into the same problems? I'm certified life coach Lindsay Pullman, and I'm here to tell you that there's nothing wrong with you. There's just more to understand about the multifaceted beauty of the human body. I believe that being trauma-informed is an essential standard of care for coaches, and I'm here to support life coaches who recognize that there is so much more than mindset work when it comes to supporting ourselves and our clients responsibly. So glad you're here. Come on in. Coach, I am talking to you today around a code of conduct that I think a lot of us have, right? It's the intent to do no harm. And I'm going to talk to you about our intent to do no harm versus doing no harm. I know as coaches, we don't intend to harm our clients, right? Like we are here wanting to do the opposite. But intending to not harm versus not doing harm are two very different things. This might sound confusing, but here's an example of what I'm talking about. Let's say that there is a man lying to his wife. You can flip it if that works for you. You can, you know, just flip that. Let's say that a man is lying to his wife about some porn use, and he's lying to her because he's totally ashamed. He's scared what's going to happen to his family if his wife finds out, or he's scared that if he tells her, that he won't be able to support her, or he won't know how to respond to her response, right? He's just totally ashamed. And so he lies. Okay. He may not be intending to do harm to his marriage, but this action creates a power differential in the relationship and it is doing harm. Okay. And then, you know, if you think about it as a coach or a therapist, telling our clients that something isn't trauma when it feels traumatic to them, or we're telling them that something isn't a big deal when it is a really big deal to them because we just don't understand how it could be a problem. It could present a problem for our client and it can be invalidating their experience, right? They have reached out to us and they are paying us money to help them with their healing, to help them reach their goals. So our goal needs to be doing no harm. So educating ourselves around trauma and other, you know, conditioning and other things like that is the thing that's going to help us to do no harm for our clients. And this matters, right? Because if we're discounting or invalidating their lives, why are they paying us, right? That's like what the rest of society has been conditioned to tell them, right? That's the free advice, right? Oh, I'm sure he didn't mean to, but he did it, right? Oh, that's just how it is. That always happens, but it happened. Okay. So I want to show you as a coach how to help someone have understanding for maybe why something happened to them, but also completely validate the experience that they had in a safe space so that healing can happen. And tomorrow I'm going to talk a little bit more about trauma that can come from coaches, therapists, when people are reaching out for help. Okay, take care. In this revolution, gotta crawl before we walk this revolution. So are you ready to become a part of our forever community of trauma-informed coaches? Go to lindsaypullman.com and see if my advanced certification is a fit for you. And we ready to heal is what we pursuing. Coaches change lives, it's what we doing. This the place to be, no need to panic, see. Nah. We got each other's backs in this healing community. Yeah. Wanna know the facts? It's simple. When we coming together, yeah, we got unity.